So I'm going to start the recording here. So we're going to be doing Gevuras Hashem Perek Yud Ches, dedicating this to the memory of my grandfather, whose yahrzeit was today. It's still day by you, so during his yahrzeit by you guys, Shmuel Avram Ben Tzvi, my mother's father, passed away at the age of 46, way before his time. So his neshama shavan aliyah, he was a very, very sweet, sweet, sweet man. From what I understand, I never met him, so... Okay, and also for a Libad El Chaim, Tovim, Refor Shleimer for Ed. Okay, so here we go. It's Perek Yud Ches. Vayigdal Hayeled Vativyehu El Bas Paro. So the basic thing he's going to be working on here is why is Moshe brought up in the house of Paro? Besides the fact that Hashem has a great sense of humor, because it's pretty funny, that here, Paro is like, I'm going to get this guy. And meanwhile, Hashem says, okay, you can raise him. But there's more to that. So here he says like this. It says, Darshiva Midrash, 24 months, hinikato, va'at amart, va'yigdal hayelet. So what does it mean? So for 24 months, he was weaned, or he was nursed, I should say. And you say that he was... Where it says that he grew. What does it mean that he grew? It's a very strange thing. His growth was not the normal, not normal. Perish, to explain this. Digabe Yitzchak Siv, because where do we see this idea of Lashon of Vayigdal Hayeled? We have it by Yitzhak. By Yigdal Yeled, the son, the boy grew, by Yigamel, and he was weaned. So, HaKasim Mefarish Gidol Zeh, Shehaya Gadol, Ad Shehaya Roi Yigamel. So, the idea of his growth there, the maturation, was commensurate to him being weaned. But here, Aval, here, Gidol HaYeled HaZeh, Shelokim in HaGoshalom. This was not normal, the way he grew. Because it doesn't say Vayigamel, right? That's absence. Here, so by Yitzhak we saw it said that he grew. Vayigdal hayeled Vayigamel. Here it says Vayigdal hayeled Vativiehu el bat paro. So that's a different construct. So it's coming to tell us that, right, just Vayigdal hayeled. So it's not about him being weaned, but rather something about the way he grew. And that is, Udavar Nifla al Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Lahorot Madregas Moshe. And that what it's really coming to tell us is the uniqueness of Moshe's level. Vizeh, ki b'nei Adam asher nichlalim v'chlal echad. Because, like, you have this idea that people are, like, part of a group, right? People are, like, part of a normal grouping, society. Each one is part of the general group of the society. So, like, that's like the normal, like, this is how this person's growing. It's like commensurate with, like, you go to your pediatrician, he says, you know, your percentile of this, that, but like, it's all part of like what the norms of the society is. But he says, but it's interesting, he says here, the way you would look at it is that as being part of the larger group, you're never really on your own whole. You're by defined by being part of the bigger group. Whereas Moshe, on the other hand, of Al Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, Nivdal Hayat Mikol Abrios, he was separated from all of the others, from all of the normal other called from all the others. L'chach lohayahu chelik min haklal. So he's really outside of the norm. So whereas you have everybody else, you're part of a group. You're, as we say, like by definition, being part of it means you're not this independent, completely independent thing. And so therefore you lack a certain wholeness being like a standalone. Whereas Moshe, on the other hand, he's completely a standalone. So his whole, literally it means his stature was whole. But it means also, like, in terms of like who he was, he had a completely he stood out completely. The Amar Basenu Zal Kihaya Komat Moshe Rein Alav Shalom was Yud Amos. So they talk about him being 10 Amos. So he was really big, really tall. But really, I think that it's kind of like if you, you know, Paul, you were talking about the idea of doing Tanakh, like the way that Shaul HaMelech is like, he was head and shoulders above the rest. So like, literally, you're taller than everybody, but head and shoulders is also a saying of like this idea that you're just like, you stand out, right? The standout. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when they say that he's a koma of 10 Amos, and Sadi Beis, he's not your average guy. Because every person, we're all like part of the larger group. But he was really outside of that. Meaning everybody else's stature is kind of like part of like the regular whole. But the idea that he was 10, mispar asara hu mispar klali, it's more of a general, the idea of like the whole number. Like you're getting to 10, where it's until then, and then you get to that number. But he's saying that this idea is this, the fact that he stood out. And he has a certain wholeness to him that's not dependent on the others. Okay, fine. Right? Gam yeshlachal. Okay, so far. So he's saying that this is right that that Moshe's stature and everything that's going on here, the fact that it's vayigdal hayeled, and it's not vayigamel. Is that his growth was abnormal, was different, and it indicates that he was a standout completely outside of the rest of the norms of society. So gam yesh lahavim zeh mimashit bar lamala etzel shahayu yoldim shishim bekeres echad. So he's saying like that's going back to that point he made earlier that like the same way that Yocheved was 130, and no one says a word about it like. Why don't you, that should be like top headline, 130-year-old woman gives birth to a boy, you know? But it's not, because what was going on at that time was that the whole reproductive situation in terms of the way they were doing it was like so out of the ordinary. And so too, the way Moshe's development was, it was just completely different. So he's this, from the beginning, and you see that he's pounding this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness. Okay, fine. So that puts that piece to bed. Okay, now let's talk about why is Moshe growing up in Paro's palace? V'tivieu l'bas Paro, nit'aru rabbeinu b'medrash rabos b'parshas Shemos al hasiba sheniskad al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom b'beis Paro. Right. So there's a lot of discussion. Why is Moshe being raised in the house of Paro? Why is it he could have been saved by anybody, right? Why is this coming from this place? Right? It shouldn't below yeah base power. So what's going on here? Right? So it's going to she's basically taking care of him. The Medrash says here, he quotes the Medrash basically in its totality, that Bas Paro was kissing him and hugging him and treated him like a son. Okay? Okay, so it's like unbelievable, like what's going on here. So what's the deal? Why is this happening? Why did it happen that way? Why is it played that way? So the Af, so he says like this, is unbelievable. Not only is this what happened there, but Melech HaMashiach, Va'af Melech HaMashiach Sha'atid Li'Parah Me'edom, Yoshev Imahem B'Medina. Mashiach is going to come from out of the western, out of Esav. Yoshev Imahem, he's with them in there, like he's going to come from within the culture. Okay, can you imagine? He's mamish, like he's saying this is the same way, because it says the same way that we came out of Mitzrayim and had the incredible redemption, the model, whatever happened in Egypt is going to happen by Mashiach as well. So he says here, this model, so Melech Mashiach is the same deal. He's sitting there in the depths of Edom. He's Yoshev Iman Bebedina Shenamar. And what's the pasuk here in Yeshaya? Let me bring this up quickly. We can do it quickly. Is this out? Yeah, okay, here we go. Let's see this inside. 27:10. So the pasuk is Ki'er b'tzura b'adad, Naveh m'shulach ben azav k'midbar. So let me put in the screen share here. Can see this. Okay, check this out. Ki er b'tzura badad naveh mishulach b'nezav kamidbar. Sham yir'eh egel v'sham yirbatz v'chilah si'ifah. Thus fortified cities lie desolate, homesteads deserted, forsaken like a wilderness. Their calves graze, there they lie down and consume its bows. So, okay, so I guess it's in describing this whole, right? So in the days to come, Jacob shall strike root, Israel shall sprout and blossom, and the face of the world shall be covered with fruit. Okay, so basically in this like context of basically describing Mashiach, so he says Sham yira egel v'sham yirbatz, right? So that this idea. Their calves grazed, I guess it's coming from this place. So we'll see. Let's see how he goes with it. So now.
So maybe one of Trump's children?
Right. You mean his grandchildren?
I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Right, in that day, the Lord will beat out the peoples like grain from the channel of the Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt, and you shall be picked up one by one, O children of Israel. And in that day, V'haya b'yamahu yitakash b'shofar gadol voha ovdim me'eretz ashur v'anidachem me'eretz Mitzrayim v'shtach v'lashem b'har ha'kodesh b'yushalayim. Okay, so that's the context of this pasuk. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Now, V'hadavar hazeh mufla ma'od l'mevinim. So this idea is like unbelievable for those who understand. Ki haheder davek b'nimtzayim. The idea of the absence connects is attached to that which is found. Okay, so let's see what he's saying. I mean, tzad haheder, and from the idea of that which is empty or absent or right. Shedavik binimsam tachol tsura acheret. So basically, kind of like what he's saying is like this: you have like it's from a place of emptiness, or when things kind of like empty out, so you have nothing there. It's from there that a new thing will take hold. Tachol tsura acheres. Nimtza ki hatsura shetachol nimshach acher hadavar shebo hader. It's like so. This the idea of that this new thing will come out. This new say a good word for this in English, so that this idea of that this new thing will take shape will come from that which is from that place where there was where it emptied out. Shehader asher yesh benimsa atzmo meviat el tzura acheret, because in a sense it's from the fact that something becomes so lacking that's kind of a cause for that outgrowth of a new thing, right? So now, what?
A little bit like Tzimtzum.
In a way, but not. But here is what he's saying is that it's like, meaning when you get to the place of depravity, when things become so empty that it's from there that like solutions have to come out. Like when you have problems, they need to be solved, or when you have such a lack and things become so like debased, it's from there that people like react. There is a reaction to that. It's like saying, "Asher yesh benim sa'atzmo mevi el tzura acher." So it's from the fact that there's such an absence that that begets the next thing. Lechach amar ki melech hamashiach yoshev imayim b'medina, and that's the idea. Okay. So lechach amar ki melech hamashiach yoshev imayim b'medina, and that's the idea that Mashiach is sitting there in their place. Peirush shehatzura tashatacho shimalchus hamashiach. So because the idea is that the thing that's going to take shape, which is the Melech HaMashiach, that whole idea of the new Malchus, is Nigrar Acher Hadavar Shebo Hadar. It's going to be an outgrowth from the thing of the place of absence. Ki Misad Shehader Dovek B'Malchus Edom, because the idea is that from the place of the idea that there's such a lack or there's such an emptiness that is connected to the kingdom of Edom, Mikaba ha'olam malchus melech ha'mashiach, right? So in reaction to that, it's like we see this in politics, right? You have this guy come up, everybody gets sick of him, so they react and they go to the other extreme. So like, you know, this guy begets this guy, right? So like Obama begets a Trump, and Trump begets a you know, it's like lahav deal. But here we're saying that there's going to be such an absence and emptiness from the Malchus Edom, that the world will now be ready for Malchus Melech HaMashiach. Kilo heim devukim zeh b'zeh legamrei. It's almost that they're connected. Now listen to what he says here. It's unbelievable. V'lezeh hatam haya yado she Yaakov ochedes be'akev shel Esav. This idea of how Yaakov's hand was grabbing onto the heel of Esav is the foreshadow. Shaharemez b'zeh ki Yaakov nechaz v'nidbak b'heder shel Esav. It's like the place of emptiness, like the end of a person's body, that place of the heel, he's grabbing onto. Because Yaakov is going to become out of that place of the end of Esav. Shehu nirmas be'ekev shalom. Shehu hasov shel davar. He's holding on to the end of Esav because it's when Esav is going to kind of self-destruct, or the end of him is what begets, and that's what Yaakov is holding on to. And the kasher lo haya malchus hamashiach al hashlemus nigra malchus hamashiach el edom, right? So kasher lo haya malchus hamashiach al hashlemus, right? So until malchus hamashiach is complete, he's going to come from, though he's going to be an outgrowth from the malchus hamashiach el edom, right? So he's going to come from that place of, it's going to come through there. V'zeo dichsev sham yir ega v'sham yir batz, right? So he's saying that Kara Melech Mamashiach Kasher Lo Nimtza Adayim B'Shleimus Me'alato Kamo Egel Shelo Nishlam Gidol Shelo. So going back to the Pasuk, what he's saying is, the Pasuk is saying that, what is an Egel? An Egel is a one-year-old. Okay? So the idea here is he's saying, what do you say it is? It's Pasuk 10, right? It's 10. So here, he's saying that the Shamir Egel, because the like they're the calves graze, like they're in the process of becoming. Risham your butts of a kilot zifeha, and they'll right. So, but it's really what the English doesn't capture it. And there it will like your butts of a kilot zifeha, like it's gonna come from that place of as an egel. It's gonna be young and growing, and so it's in development, but it's coming out of this from the kind of the place of where Edom is. Zeh Shamar so Parsha Shmini. By the way, this is the craziest thing. Like I saw this idea of, you know, Masa Ava Simon Labanim. Okay, yeah, I know where I saw it now. So Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, he talks about that what happens to the Avos is always, like the Ramban says, is a foreshadow of what's going to happen to us. So I never heard this, but it's such a wild idea. That the same way that Yaakov, at the end, he passes away, and he's taken up to Mitzrayim. So that, in a way, that's what's going to happen to the Jewish people also. That we're going to be, in a way, almost like dead. We're brought back to Eretz Yisrael in a state of, like, in a casket, right? So, not to say that individually we're, but like the idea, like if you think about what's going on here, is that here we were, literally dead, 70 years ago from the Holocaust. And like that's like the foreshadow of Yaakov in the coffin being brought back to Eretz Yisrael. It's a pretty unbelievable, you know, like if you think about that, it's like pretty crazy, right? So here he's talking about much easier, like Yaakov at the beginning of his life and the connection that he has with Esav and holding on to his heel. But it's interesting. He's saying it's going to start. Melech Mashiach is going to come through into Edom, and it's going to develop there the same way that Moshe developed in the house of Paro. That idea of the Egel is a young, developing thing that it's not there yet, right? Karo Melech Mashiach Shalom Nimtza Dain B'Shleimus Ma'alato Kamo Egel Shalom Nishlam Gidol Shalom. He's not complete yet. So he's going to develop within the context of Edom. So that's what he says. V'zeh she'amru b'sof parsha shmini b'vayikra rabba v'et ha'chazir. Right? So the chazir, the pig. Why is he called the chazir? If you look at the root, chazir is the lachzor, to return. Who is the chazir? It's Edom. V'hu gara lo yagar. Right? He doesn't chew its cud. She'eno goreret malchus achara. Because there's nothing that's going to come after him. There's no malchus. He's the final stop until the end. The Lamanik Rashima Chazir. So why is he called the Chazir? Shemachzeret Atar Lebaleh, because he returns the crown to its proper place, to its proper owner. Hadahu Dichsiv, and that's why it's based in the pasuk. It says in Avadya, Va'alu Moshiim Bahar Tzion Lishbordas Haresa V'Haisa LaHashem Hamlucha V'Lefichach Yoshev Imahen B'Medina, and that's why Melech Hamashiach is dwelling in their place. Shaharei Karach V'Kashur B'Heder Shalem. He's connected to the absence of their absence, that which they're lacking. Shehaeder Shalem, because it's from their lack, Mevi L'Kaba Malchus Acheres. It's like from the which is like absent there is what brings us to the next Malchus. Mevi L'Kaba Malchus Acheres. So. Right, so like whereas in the Mitzrayim case, you have Moshe coming, he emerges from base Paro. So too, Melech Hamashiach is going to emerge from that which lacks in the society in the Western Edom society. Okay, so now the Tavin b'zeh Dvar Melyonim. So understand these lofty things. V'hu ki ha'uma haniskeret. This nation, meaning Edom, on its own is going to return the Malchus to its proper owner. It brings it back to its proper place, right? Which is really Hashem. Ki yesh lezot ha'uma lezot ha'malucha afisa min ha'malchus. Because this Uma, right, has a... It's lacking in its malchus. A better word for it, afisa. Hold on. It would be. Oh come on! I had a good. I didn't save it. Okay, but like something lacking. He says it like the idea, I guess, it's exile, the exhausted, the end of the malchus. Lezot hamalucha afisa min hamalchus, me'asher hi malchus nifsedes mitzad atzma. So in its sense, it's a self imploding, right? It's nifsedes mitzad atzma. It's on its own. It's completely lacking or falling apart. Lo tehe afisa hazot afisa muchletet. Elo davar legamrei, dahayne shelo yamalchus b'olam ki ein hanhagas haolam chaser malchus. So it's the idea of the end of the road, so to speak, the end of the malchus. So this exile.
Is it kind of like the word Ephes?
I thought so, but it's like the end of. Yeah, it could be, but it could be from FS, but that yud there throws it off, no? It's like the translation I found was like the exile or the end of the end of, right? So shulte afisa hazot afisa muchletes elo davar legamrei. Right, to the nothingness. Da'ina shelo yeh malchus ba'olam, so that there won't be any type of malchus at all. Ki ein ha'hagas ha'olam chaser malchus. It can't be that it's going to be that malchus is going to just end. Right? V'lefichach gorim she'tia afisa zot al malchus shamayim. So he's saying it's like it's going to lead us towards like the end of this road, this exile. Is good. I think maybe that's how this exile will lead towards Malchus Shamayim. So it's not that the Malchus is going to completely go away, but right, it's going to lead into the ultimate Malchus, Malchus Shamayim. Which is kind of cool, by the way, because, you know, like, you think Melech Mashiach, but like, the truth is that Melech Mashiach. Okay, so that Melech Mashiach is going to bring us into, it's going to lead into really Malchus Shamayim, which is, right, so that's where, and that, like, the idea of the Malchus returning to where it belongs, the Atara, to the where it's, to Hashem. So fine. V'zeh sheramzu chachamim b'hagadas chelek, sh'amar Eliyahu, because right, Eliyahu is asked, where is Mashiach, right? So Shamar Eliyahu Zal, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Heichan Yasev, where is he sitting? Amar Eliyahu, Zecha Levracha, Shehu Yoshev al Petach Hamedina Shamachas Revias. He's sitting at the door to the Medina of Machas Revias, meaning he's sitting at the door of the Machas of Edom. So Herelo Hekshar Hamashiach Shu Davuk. What does it mean that he's sitting by the door? So he explains that it means that he's sitting at the end of that of the malchus. He's sitting at the door of like the end of the line. Where's the door of the city? It's at the end. It's at the entrance or the exit of the city. Shehaheder. Karach basov, that the absence or the emptiness is connected to the end. V'havein ze hetev, v'barbas sefer ha'netzach v'ezos Hashem yisbarach. So, but understand this idea. So that it's when the thing breaks down at the end, when there's this absence from that place, is the sprouting of the Melech HaMashiach. Mizeh atam. Hayagadol Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom bePaltin Shel Melech Paro, and this is why Moshe is brought up in the courtyard of the palace of Paro. K'Moshe HaMashiach Yasev Apitcha DeMalchus Revias. The same way that Melech Mashiach is sitting on the door of the fourth kingdom. Ki Lulei Osaheder Sheyesh Benimsa Lo Tachul Tzura Acheres HaMukuyemes Acherkach. Because if you don't have this like this emptiness in that which is found, you're not going to have. It's like you need to have this like play out to bring us to the next place. Lo tachol tzura acheres hamukiyemes achar kach. So like, and then you go and say, okay, let's think about what happened there. And think about like Paro. We like kind of like fly through it, but if you stop and you think about what happened there. Paro like self-destructed. He was like, he refused to like give in. He fought Hashem the whole way. Now it says Hashem emboldened him and strengthened him and all that stuff. But if you think about it was a complete meltdown of the society. So that the same way, so he's saying that that's where Moshe had to emerge from. And Moshe Dafka emerges from that place. You need to have a complete the emptiness and absence that's developing here, and therefore, it's from there that it emerges. V'oh yesh lecha lahavin. Also, you should know, you should understand. Ki malchus Yisrael behischad shah. So the idea that malchus Yisrael in its rebirth, kamo shahaya or its birth, let's say, kamo shahaya biyitzias mitzrayim. Shehitchil Memshalas Yisrael, because what happened when we came out of Mitzrayim, we started our ability to Shehitchil Memshalas Yisrael, like our leadership and our basically ability to rule. So Hayah Malchus Kodem Zal Yisrael, because we didn't have Malchus till then. Bila'atid Malchus HaMashiach Shetitchadesh Malchus Chadasha. So too, in time of Mashiach, when the new kingdom will arise, he yotza min haMalchus HaRishona Shelefneiz. It will emerge from the Malchus that was before this. So that they were, and what he's talking about, it's not the one that was, but here it's going to emerge from, like we talked about, from the Malchus of Revi of Edom. Zeh ki Malchus Yisrael Hakadosha sheyesh lo la madrega elokis penimis. So the idea is that the kingdom of Yisrael, the holy kingdom, which has this level of spirituality, madrega lokis, of godliness, that's pnimis, that is it's something that's not an external thing, but rather very deep in internal. He someches, it will grow mitoch machlus bilti kedusha. It's going to come from literally the opposite, from the most decrepit, non kadosh place. Shekach roy lo machlus sheyesh lo mala elokis mala pnimis. And that this is how it should play. Shekach roy lamacha sheyesh lamalak is that has this lofty level, this high, this malapnimis, and this is hinted to v'akol ramzu b'mash amar v'otzi esh mitochech, that I will bring fire from within. Ki yitziat hakadusha, and so that the idea that kedusha that comes out hanim sheles, which is compared be'esh ledakota esh, right, to fire into the to the lack of like any, that's like it's least physical, right? It's very, very non-physical. It's coming from the most mundane and it will burn everything up. V'chein, he says, so too, like the same analogy, timsa shehapri, a fruit, kashahu bilti nishlam, when it's not yet mature, hu b'toch hakli, but it's within the shell. Until Achihapri Gadol Va'omid al Shlemuto, until it becomes completely mature and standing on its own. Va'az Kashera Pri Gadol Nifsida Haklipa Mikoch Gidol Hapri. What ends up happening is the fruit emerges and loses the shell based because it grows outside of it. Shekoda Rashlo Madrega Pnimis, when anything that has an inner holiness, it will come out of, or so anything that's like pnimi, so that anything that's internal, it will come out that something that's completely external, and really opposite and external to it. And so therefore, Hayagada Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Bebeis Paro. So he comes out from this place, liot yotzeit hamadrega hakadosha lokis shahayel Moshe betoch davar hachamri. And so therefore Moshe, who's got this incredibly lofty soul, he's going to emerge from a place that's completely the opposite. Dim lo kein, because I guess in a way, like if you're going to use the analogy of the fruit and its shell, right? So the shell is, it's there's nothing, the shell has no, I mean, most of the time, right? We say like a shell has no redeeming quality as opposed to, let's take a peel, right? But like in the case of a shell, the shell has zero to it. It's like the fruit has everything, and the opposite of it is the shell, which has nothing. So as the fruit emerges from that, it's like literally the shell goes away. Din lo kein, lo haya el hanivda madrega pnimis. So that it's almost, I guess, to like create this extreme contrast. And so the havein davar zeh ki hu amok meod. So you have this idea of like the thing that's most spiritual is going, it like comes out of and emerges as it develops And it's like the contrast, I guess, is so drastic. So Dvarim HaNevdalim HaYotzim Umedalim Mitoch Dvarim HaChamrim. So like you have that, the spiritual that comes out of that which is most physical. And so too he says, V'chei Mashiach Yoshev B'Medinas Edom. So too Mashiach is sitting there. He's mamash sitting in that place, but it's almost like he's drawn, because if you have something that's so lofty, it's going to fill, like if you have something that's an empty space, it's going to eventually need to be filled with something that's got something to it, some substance to it. So it's like attracted to that emptiness. So as things become more and more, you know, declines and becomes more and more debased, it's in that place that it's so clear that the spiritual thing will emerge from that. So he said, we've spent enough time on this idea, but understand that Moshe is like emerging or coming into and then growing and then coming out from that place is not a coincidence, but it's like it has to come from that. It's like it has to enter into that place of that which is empty, where there's going to be that emptiness, and from there develop and then emerge from that. And that's the model, so too, for Melech HaMashiach. So then you can start playing with and think about like the fact that Moshe does come out of that place and is identified when he runs away as an Ish Mitzri, right? So but it's all in context, right? So like the same guy who's called the Ish Mitzri is born from day one with a different type of, he's just different, right? He stands out. He's like head and shoulders above. His stature is unique. He's a standalone. He is this one-of-a-kind type of person. From the day he's born, goes into the place of base power, which, so like, you know, we make the mistake of thinking that our enemies are simple. And no, so like you go into the house of power, this is a serious place. It's a very sophisticated type of operation. And within that place emerges the Moshe, but that there's clearly what he's saying is that in Paro's house, on the outside, it's very sophisticated, but it ultimately it's a major thing that's missing. It's lacking in the deepest way. And so it's from that place, that Hedar, where she keeps on going to that idea of there's something missing there. There's a real emptiness that has to be filled. And from that place emerges Moshe. And so then he says, and then what does Bas Paro call him? She calls him Moshe. V'atikra shmo Moshe ki min hamayim mishisihu. B'shmos rab mikana talamich scharon shogom lechasad. And we learn from here the reward of those who do chasid. V'nir lefarish ki hatora kol d'rochei d'archeinu ha'mechol m'sivosei ha'shalom. The Torah's paths are paths of noam, of sweetness, of goodness, right? And all of its paths are shalom. V'nikret b'shvil zeh Torah's chesed. And the Torah is called Torah's chesed because of that. D'chsiv Torah's chesed al-shono. L'fichach ha'shem shekara lo Batya. Therefore, the name that Bas Paro, Batya, calls Moshe, that becomes the name that we know Moshe. Moshe's not, he's also got the name Tovia, he's got all these different names, but how do we call him? We refer to him as Moshe to show thankful, you know, to show Hakar Satov to Batya Bas Paro, Shohaita Gomelis Chesed. And that's really what the Torah is all about. Hu Iker Hak B'Torah. Va'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Koro Lo Shem Acher, Kishahaya Ben Da'aber Imo B'Divrei Torah, Sh'Derachecha Noam. So this amazing thing, his name is a testament to the fact that Batya did what she did for him. And the Torah never forgets that. It's always like through the whole history. It's an amazing thing. Like, it's wow, it's incredible. Like to understand the gravity of what she did. Here she was, her father was anti, and she goes out and she goes counter to her dad. And she's the beginning, she's one of the purpose, you know, it's her and Miriam and Yocheved. That these women, like here, what she did, this act is memorialized in the name of Moshe. Ella, she yesh l'dakdik b'masha marakimina mayim mishisu. But what did she say that it's because from the water he was taken? V'habe l'lomar min hayi or mishisu. She drew him out from the Nile, not from the water. But why water? Lahorot me'eza mayim hotziota. Right? Ve'omer ani ki shei Moshe hu hora al ikar inyan Moshe malato. His name itself is to teach, is a testament to who Moshe was and his loftiness. Ashahu mesubach umusar min hamayim, because he was taken from water. V'zeh ki hamayim ein lehem tzura omedes kayemes, because water does not have any type of form. Let me just get rid of this. Okay, so right, so there, so it doesn't have it. K'moshet b'lamal eitzel kol ben yelor ayorotash. What we said, ayin sham ki sham arachnu b'zeh. So the idea of water is really the anti. It's like the opposite of something that has true form. Because, and when we talk about form, we're talking not necessarily in the physical sense, but in the most substantive spiritual sense. Because Moshe, his special level was that he had this special tzura, because he was completely separate from the physical. So here he's this person when Moshe was able to like raise himself up from and be completely had this very special soul. Ki hasichlim hanivdalim heim tzura bilvad. Those who are like in the intellect are completely separated. They are just form. Umishahu karov el malas hasichlim hu karov el atzura l'chach hayamalas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom inyan tzura bilvad nibli chomer. So Moshe in a way was completely absent of physical. He was just this completely spiritual being. Shayakarov el malas hasichlim hanivdalim. So he's in this realm of that which is completely spiritual. And Mayim is the opposite of that. Amayim hin hefach, ki amayim ein lahem tzura gemura, v'lachach nikram tamid b'lashon rabim. So like there's, never, you don't say water in the singular, it's a Mayim, v'lotim salashon yachid b'mayim. So here he says something interesting. L'fisha kol achdos, any type of things that come in terms of unity, unifying, is only mikach atzura hama'achid es adavar. The idea, what brings things together? In the physical realm, we have multiplicity. It's in the spiritual realm that everything becomes connected in one. So therefore, in water, in being plural, referenced as plural is because that indicates the idea of the multiplicity that water represents. Because it's that which has no form and it's completely separating. Whereas in the spiritual realm, things become connected. And that's why, like, the idea, like, as we go, you see that as you go higher and higher, like we looked at, like, in the Sifsei Chen, when you go higher up and you get into the higher levels in the spiritual realm, things become much more connected. So, right, she means, Lefisha kol achdas mikoch atzura ma'acheda tadavar, v'amayim hem blitzura gemurav, lefisha chamayim shehem blitzura mekuyemes, b'lashon rabim. So therefore, it's completely, that's the idea, water really is this idea of the multiplicity and lack of connection. Moshe hefech lahem. Moshe was the opposite. Moshe is unique, and there's no other prophet that's like him. Like it says, well, come Navi od can be saw to Moshe. And this is the opposite of water. She'ein b'mayim yuchad tzura. Mepnezeh nikra Moshe shaya mashoim. He's drawn out from the water. He's completely taken away from it. Ki bavor sheyesh l'moshe tzura nevdeles, haya mashoi v'nevdal min amayim v'mizeh teda, ki imam hefech Moshe v'n l'vashom. Alright, so this idea that Moshe is completely the opposite, and that's why it says that she took him from the water. But we see this idea that constantly this idea of him and water, they don't mix. And that's also, crazy as it is, that's also Shehim Hasiba Shahiya Nilka Al Yadam. And that's why he ends up being tripped up, so to speak, by the water. Right? Because Kamoshe Bar Sham Lachach Lohaya Ba Hamisal Moshe Shahutsura Nevdalas Rak Aide Me Mariba. Because Sharatza Kadosh Baruch Hu Limchos Al Kotsura Hevyale Mabo Mayim Limchos Hatsura Shekein Mashma Lashem Vayimachu Shabale Machoy Hatsura Kamoshe Bar Eitzel. So that's the idea that when God wanted to destroy the world, which is what? To destroy the idea of the tzura that existed at that time of the marble, he used water. So water is what washes away any type we call it like a spiritual, you know, type of existence. And therefore, just to end up here, when it talks about Moshe min HaTorah minayin, where do we see Moshe in the Torah? Which is a kind of a funny thing, because we see Moshe all over the Torah, right? But what does it mean? Like, where do we see a reference or a hint to Moshe early on at the beginning of the Torah? And it's B'shigam Hu Basar, which is the lead up to the marble. B'shigam B'gematria is Moshe. V'hayu Yamav Me'av Esrim. And we see that Moshe lived how many years? 120 years. And so he says something crazy here. The Medrash says, B'shvil Zechus Moshe Ben Alav HaShalom, Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arichus Man Lehem Me'av Esrim. How many years did God give Noach to build the Teva? 120 years. Where is that coming from? It's connecting to Moshe. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Hayachayav Me'av Esrim, connecting somehow, there was something about Moshe and his, what he represented, connected to that generation of the Mabel. 120. And what is it? Just to close it up here. V'tam HaMedrash K'mosh HaMarnu. So Moshe, who was the ultimate in terms of the spiritual personality, completely separated from the physical, Hashem gave that generation arichos letzura ta'olam shehayu b'dor ha'mabul, that they would not be destroyed with the water that was going to destroy their tzura, but it was because of the tzchus of Moshe, alav hashalom, shahaya tzura shleima b'tachtonim, nivdal min hamayim, natan HaKadosh Baruch Aruchas l'osador. What does it mean? Rotze lomer, sheyesh letzura ta'olam ma'ala gedola ma'od, sheyesh tzura ha'goveret al hamayim. This world, God created a man, humanity, that has within it this loftiness, which should be able to, sheyesura hagoverat alamayim, that should overcome and should be able to dominate water. V'hi tzura shal Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. And it's really Moshe that represents the ultimate in this quality. V'shvil osa mala sheyesh ba'olam lo hayu kalim labeid aidei mayim tzura ta'olam. So the world itself has this, humanity has this aspect to it. Right? We have The world itself has the potential, which Moshe is expressed. Moshe is the fulfillment of the expression of what it means, what humanity can become, right? The highest, loftiest spiritual plane. And so therefore, it's at that time when God's going to wipe that out, that it's what Moshe represents that gives the world another 120 years, because that potential exists there. And Moshe is the expression of that. And so Moshe b'shigam hu basar really means that even though it's the expression of the physicality of man, but it's that Moshe is the ish alokim. He becomes that lofty because he fulfills and he brings into fruition that the potential of what humanity and what man can become in this lofty level. So therefore, when Hashem's about to destroy and wipe out that element of the loftiness of humanity, you see the struggle that there's that the last gasp of 120 is because that's the element of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the potential of what humanity can be in its loftiest level. So therefore, 120 more years of what Moshe was is given to them, which nothing happens. They don't, the potential's there. But it's never put, it's not brought to fruition, and therefore Hashem says, he wipes it out with water. But then that's why it's specifically where she takes Moshe out, and she recognizes the fact that she's taking him out of water, right? But it's water that's always going to be the anti-Moshe, right? So Moshe's anti, that force is water. So that water, which represents the lack of the opposite of the spiritual plane and the loftiness of what humanity can become. so that you see that she dafka takes him out from there. All right, so we'll stop here because there's much more. But you see here, so just to summarize these two points, one is that Mashiach, similar to the way that happens with Moshe, is coming from a place, it's going to go into the belly of the kingdom that proceed, like the our kingdom comes from out of the lack or the absence that exists within that the kingdom that it's going to come out of replacing. So it's like it's attracted maybe to that hole, you know, place of emptiness and lack, and it's from there that we see that the stuff emerges, that this incredible, you know, from Moshe we see the Geula comes from there, in from that place, and then the Mashiach, God willing, very soon will also emerge from the belly, so to speak, of the emptiness, and it's attracted like the where the Mashiach is going to be attracted to that, will be in that place of where the lack is, where the heder, where the vacuum is, and then from there will, as an ego, will develop, and then will ultimately emerge and bring us to the ultimate Malchus, which is Malchus Shemayim, the clarity of Hashem that we'll all be able to see with such clarity.
Shkoch.
All right.